listening to a Hip Hop Digest special interview with King Killer, Kurt G, and E Green.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest interview series. It's your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Green, but as King Killer said, it's the interview series, and we got some special folks in here today coming out of the A, believe it or not.
Yes, sir.
We got Senor Gauss.
Gauss.
We got Four Eyes.
What up, what up, what up?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, 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 Ultra Beast up in here, man. Black, black, black.
Aye.
Yes, sir. Give him the rule, Killer.
Okay, rule. All right. So, thank you for being on the Hip Hop Digest interview series, gentlemen. But before we get started, okay, and I think I'm going to start with Four Eyes. There's a couple questions you got to answer before we continue. All right.
Your first the kid is not my son.
All right, Jacko. They're going to moonwalk when you say that shit. All
right. So.
I don't know that nigga.
So, no doubt. No doubt. So, the first thing you got to answer is who is your personal top three MCs? And what I mean by personal, it doesn't have to be anybody famous. It could be your boy down the block. Any of that. Your personal top three MCs. If you will, sir.
I mean, that's almost a racist question.
Damn.
That's a racist question. Like, it's so, I mean, I like Black Thought a whole lot. Like, this is in no particular order. This is random. Like, I mean, it's not fair.
Wait. Let me give you some background. Real quick. This is not a test.
Right.
Whoever you say.
It feels like a test. I feel like I'm a fine.
No. That's why we say you're personal.
You can name three niggas live right next door to you. Your main man, Willie Woe, and everybody else.
Man. I bet. Alright, I'm gonna throw Black Thought in there. I'm gonna shout out my guy, Legendary Baller, for the 35 and up adult contemporary hip hop audience. I'm throw some love for the old school spitters. My guy, Legendary Baller, Lima Beans is a monkey with the pen. And then, I mean, it's. It's not fair, man. I want to recount.
All right. So this is what I'm going to do for you.
For the last nigga.
Whatever the third one is, I feel like it's too close in that I can't do it. It's not right.
Okay. So let me move you along a little bit. Okay. The next question and the final question is, what is the first record, tape, CD, whatever, hip hop that you bought with your own money? Actually, it doesn't even have to be hip hop. What was your first recording that you bought with your own money?
Shit, it didn't have to be my own money. I got it from my mama. But I spent my own allowance. I spent my first allowances on, it was a DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince tape.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. No doubt. All right. So we're going to ask the same question.
You had time to think about it, Kaus.
Yeah. No doubt.
And I was hoping y'all ain't asked me this shit.
Okay, Cal, same question to you. Your personal top three MCs.
Man, so for right now, today, I'm gonna say Black Thought, I'm gonna say Planet Asia. And I'm gonna say my guy Four Eyes, man, because he's crazy with it.
Okay.
He's beast with it. The only cat I ever seen, you know, went a whole 365 days in a year with a new verse.
Oh, and, shit.
And it was fire. You know, I ain't seen nobody do that in my life. So, you know, that's my three for right now.
Okay, no doubt. All right, sir. And the next question, obviously, the first record, tape, CD, whatever format it was, you bought with your own money.
I can't remember, man. I used to steal all my music.
We had a few cats that did that before.
Okay, no doubt. Well, then.
Yeah.
The first one you acquired.
I don't even know what I bought. I'll tell you this. Like, I used to buy singles, cassette singles, especially. So I didn't buy an album until, like, super late. You know, the cassette singles was, like, $350 or $349 with tax or whatever. And, you know, they used to have an instrumental on them. So I used to like to get those. You get the instrumental on them, you freestyle on them, and then write over. I had, you know, a plethora of those, probably a good 200-300, joints at one time. But in terms of early stuff that I bought, probably Jay, Reasonable Doubt, I remember buying. I remember buying Pac All Eyes on Me. Those are probably like some, and I think that was probably the same summer.
Okay.
So it might be probably the Fugees, the Score. Like within those three, those are some of like the early cops. But I was still in music way before then. We was getting it how we could get it. So I had all the albums or the tapes or whatever.
All right. That's okay. What's good, no doubt.
Yo, Killer, before we get into the real interview part, I got to apologize to my man Couch, yo, because. You know, back in the day when I was in D.C., he came through and we just running around the city a little bit and we stopped off at Adams Morgan. Y'all know Adams Morgan, right?
Of course.
And there was this little pizza mart over there. I'm saying their name because I don't care. I ain't there. We stopped at Pizza Mart and got one of them giant slices. He got a giant slice. I got a giant slice and we just walking and eating, chilling. And he like, yo, something don't look right with my pizza. Yo, we went into the light. It was about a million gnats all over his pizza, yo. It was like it was cooked in.
Yeah.
Refund, my nigga, refund.
Yeah,
it was nasty. I don't even think we asked for the refund. We threw that shit away and kept it moving.
Dude, in the trash and kept going. Yeah. So my apology for that. When you come to LA, we'll go to a nice spot out here. I got.
Oh, good, man.
No. His food recommendation privileges is over. We ain't
gonna cut your ass, my nigga. He said, nigga, we can't go with you no more. You gonna take him to Fat Burger?
Oh, no. We're not doing Fat Burger. None of that. But anyway, I've been meaning to say that for years, brother, but we here now.
Thank you for the apology, man. I ain't die, and I hope in some way, shape, or form it made me immune to the Rona in some way.
We sitting here.
We all here.
All right, no doubt. So we're here to talk about a very fine record, okay? Ultra Beast. Now, am I correct on the pronunciation? Put your teeth on it.
Put your teeth on it.
Ultra Beast. First thing I'm going to say, even before we get into the meat of the record, that cover is absolutely ultra beastly. I'm really into graphic art like that, so I really appreciate the art on the cover. Mm. No doubt.
Thank you, man.
Good stuff. Thanks, bro. Shout out to GQism for hooking up the artwork.
Okay. Shout out to him.
No doubt. So as I'm looking through, and the obvious question, and Kals has been on this show before, but the obvious question for us, obviously the record is chock full of great music, great beats, great lyrics. When I mean by like great lyrics, I mean you could sit down and listen to the record and you can hear the enunciation. You know, everything just comes across so clear and concise. That is a rarity in today's rap world. But from the city you're in, the obvious question for us, this is for you. What motivates you being from Atlanta, and the sound of Atlanta is quite different, my G. I'm just being real with you. What motivates you?
Well, Atlanta is a huge transplant city. It's a lot of folks who either relocated for jobs, schooling, love, and then like generations of that been going on. So like I'm from Chicago originally, but I've officially lived in Atlanta longer than I lived in Chicago growing up. So I'm naturally, you know, I was raised on what I was raised on. I'm an East Coast hip hop, true school golden era type of cat. So the idea was to always incorporate that or put that into my music when I did something. I've had a few shortcomings where, you know, I might have wanted to snap, trap, turn up, get in the club or do whatever, but ultimately my heart always leads me back to boom bap, to just the drums and the BPMs. So to be able to do that and really make that the mainstay when so many people are not doing that, that's really what I look forward in doing, is just paying homage to the traditional good shit, but at the same time, I like walking where everybody else ain't walking. And everybody else ain't really honoring boom bap right now, especially in Atlanta. So it was a win-win for me.
Okay.
All right, indeed. Kaus, obviously, you've answered that question on a prior visit. I see that you are still in the game. Committed, would it be easier for you to just to write for others, maybe, you know, track?
I don't know about easier, man, because I don't really like dealing with people, especially rappers. So I don't know if it'd be necessarily easier, but yeah, man, you know what Ford said is you know, it's the truth, man. I think I'm still surprised that people don't understand that you know, there's all of this shit that's coming out of Atlanta. Shout out to Dar Adams. Dar Adams had wrote an article a long time ago for Poisonous Paragraphs. And the article was, like, the title was something like, are y'all not paying attention? What's going on in Atlanta's underground right now? And, you know, in that article, he shouted out everybody that was out here making music. So, I mean, yeah, we, for the past 20 years, man, Atlanta's had a dope underground scene, people from here, as well as people who came here and stayed, who made things happen here, from, you know, Micronauts to Mass Influence to current day, is, you know, all the folks that's out here, including us. So yeah, I just find it surprising when folks don't realize it's out here. But, you know, I think it's just like anywhere, you know, you go to New York, you got your popular stuff, and then you got your underground stuff, which is a little different. It's the same thing in Atlanta.
Indeed, I want to give a shout out to talk about Transplant, Allentown, Pennsylvania Transplant. DJ Jamad, headquartered in Atlanta, is one of my favorite DJs. So
that's the homie.
Yes. So I definitely can appreciate the underground. Swervin, what you got?
I want to ask, how did Ultra Beats happen?
Oh, I was going to ask that.
I said, hey, there's plenty of us to go around. It's all right, guys.
We won't fight.
Yeah, we good.
Ultra Beast came together initially. It started at Rasta Root's crib, DJ Rasta Root. I got called over there, Senior Chaos got called over there, and the mysterious third member, the fifth member of the Beatles, Punchline got called over there, and we just did a posse cut record. But this is like 2010, when everybody was a beast. Everybody was, I'm a beast. You a beast? Well, I'm a beast. Well, no, we beast. Well, I'm a beast. And I said, yeah, but what happens when beasts unite and come together? It got to be like an ultra beast. It got to be like a new and improved quality of beast. And then I dare not say it, but it's such a good metaphor. You're not a real beast unless you have sex with animals. So that's where it comes from. We get down, we have sex with animals, metaphorically. This is metaphorically.
My nigga. I was about to be like, what the fuck?
Jesus Christ, what the hell is wrong with you people?
Like, bestiality with these bars, baby.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Bestiality with these bars.
So we all on pause like,
I don't know how to respond to that shit.
Exactly. See? The imagination of you people. You people is what's wrong with America right now. Thinking that we actually talking about having sex with animals. No. You think that's all them drugs that he be rapping about?
Oh, shit.
Hey, man, I take the words of what you say. I don't be thinking about what was behind it. I just say they heard the word and like, whoa.
Yeah, man. Metaphorically, we separate ourselves from the rest of the pack, quote unquote, by just going above and beyond with the lyricism, with the beat selection, with the quality of just performance. And we like to call that just being an ultra beast, like the best beast you could possibly be, and then find another nigga to do that shit and then go to church.
Okay. Sorry, Curtis. Now you got to come up with another question.
All right. Let me just come up with this then.
Yeah.
The Ultra Beast, my nigga. There it is. All right. So I had a quick question. On your site, UltraBeastUnited.com, there's a pic of you two guys. Where did that picture come from? It looked like y'all in a studio, or is that like a club somewhere?
That's Mud Knock Studios. That's where we record everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Mud Knocks. We're currently relocated. That picture is now vintage as Mud Knock Studios is being relocated. So now it's just a memory. Like the corner of my mind. You want a color memory.
The studio is right. That studio was, it's right in the West End, man. So literally down the street from the AUC, Clark Atlanta University, Morehouse, Spelman, all that stuff's like right up the block.
Trying to get in trouble. Y'all right down the block from all them spots, huh?
Inspiration, man.
Oh, okay.
so that brings a question to me. With all the stuff that's going on in the world, especially here in America, with this little thing that's flying around and blowing up again, how are you guys moving down there and being able to, I'm like, are you doing shows? Is there anything you guys performing or just it's all studio work right now?
Bruh, Atlanta been open since last year, bruh.
Oh, yeah.
Atlanta been open, right? So yes, there's been shows. Oh. We done dropped two albums since the pandemic, but three albums since the pandemic. Well, four albums, shit, since the pandemic started. What you talking about? This motherfucker open. We out here making it do what it do.
Wow, they shutting us back down out here in LA or California, for that matter. Shut back down as of last Saturday. So,
listen, man, COVID hit in March? Yeah, like March,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Atlanta was open by Memorial Day.
Damn.
That's interesting. They beat Texas to it.
on the low, super beat Texas to it. Not saying that's a good thing, you know, I'm laughing about it, obviously, but, you know, we survived through it. But for us, man, we just went in. Like, it was a good opportunity to be quarantined and record. So we just recorded a lot of music and then gave us the opportunity to release a lot of music. Fouaz released his album right when the pandemic hit, you know, just like folks are going to be at home, they need something to listen to. So he dropped the Look Into My Eyes project, which is phenomenal. And then we dropped an Ultra Beast album called Rush to Court, which is a basketball-inspired album. Then we dropped Number Two's project. We dropped my project with Illustrate, the Kings of Ice joint. And then we just came back with a new Ultra Beast project. So we just been staying busy.
Okay.
So let's talk about the music a little bit. Personally, as I'm listening to the album, just the two records that caught my attention that I like right off the break was track number 5, The Originals, and track number 9, Animal House, which I thought both of those tracks were excellent. Do you have any favorites on the record? Cows or Four Eyes? You know, either one of y'all can answer that.
I like all my children. Some of them don't listen as good as other ones, but I love all the niggas. But like We Run ATL is a good track. It just it's real touching to me. It has just a really, really fine orchestrated sound. And then I like Dinosaurs for Breakfast on some playful shit.
Okay.
Yeah, I think for me, man, like Ultra Combo, we got a joint called Ultra Combo with RJ Payne and Daylight on it. And, you know, that shit is just crazy. It's just crazy. Just blood sport with Boss. So that, you know, Drink is dope. We got a joint produced by Ninth Wonder and E. Jones on there, which is, you know, the only joint that's for the ladies. You know, a little smoother in our element. So like that joint a lot. Grand Rising is crazy. And probably like Vatican Basement, you know, just the drums and the way that beat come in. Yeah, those are probably some top fours. But the whole album is jamming, man. We need y'all to, the folks out there to listen. Y'all go check it out and pick your own favorites. Let us know what you're fucking with off there.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm fucking with that Vatican Basement and that Monster style. That's my shit. That Monster style, crazy.
Okay, no doubt. Speaking of Night Wonder, who's the chief person who's doing the production, or you got a whole lot of different people? What's good with that?
You mean for the album?
Yes, sir.
It's a bunch of different people on there production wise. Let me think. You got Knife, which I mentioned. You got Team MFN. You got Illustrate. You got Drugs.
Six Figure Digger.
Yeah.
Floyd the Locksmith. Everybody's listed on the tracks too, right? You got all the production, everything credits on there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Who we forget? Yeah, that sound about right.
And LT did Fangs Out.
Oh, LT Mo. Yeah. LT Mo on Fangs Out. I think every album outside, I guess, my album, you know, which I Illustrate handled all the beats on there. Every project we do typically has a few different producers on it. A lot of times it's, you know, within the same kind of circle. But, you know, this album, we actually got a chance to work with some of the folks we haven't worked with, man. So it's a beautiful thing to stretch out that sound.
Yeah, man, that should be like an Evasive Angels porno DVD. You always know you're going to see your regular stars, but then we introduce a few new characters along the way.
Yeah, sound like the Marvel Universe, huh?
Absolutely. The Ultra Beast Universe, baby.
Here it is. So, I know, I touched a little bit about, you said Atlanta's open. You guys plan on, as far as promoting this album, like going other places, or is it mostly... I mean, how do you plan on doing that?
Hey, man, we going whatever. We just waiting for the deposits to clear. We ain't moving on. We ain't moving on faith. We moving on finance. Sir. you dig? Folks out there listening, we interested, man. You know, we trying to get everywhere: New York, D.C., Chicago. You know, out to Cali and. Everywhere in between that people have been playing the music and support the music. We got some stuff coming up here in Atlanta this Friday out at 529 Originals Night, which we should talk about the Originals joint. So 4 Eyes and Legendary Baller, you know, combining forces, going head to head, and then we rocking some new joints off the Ultra Beast album. And then July 30th, me and Illustrate will be rocking with Sky Zoo and some other folks over at 529 in Atlanta as well. So yeah, shows are back popping. We knocking them things out. You know what I'm saying? The show is live. We don't play on stage. You're going to get a show. You know, we are people that like to, you know, entertain folks. It ain't just, you know, on stage. It's just fooling around. You know what I mean? We like to give folks a show. So we excited to, you know, have the opportunity to rock out, man, whenever we get a chance.
All right.
Well, how do people find you? How do people find you socially and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
You...
Go ahead.
Rock, paper, scissors.
That's my nigga.
I got paper.
Oh, he pulled up the scissors after.
Oh, that's dirty, man. That's dirty.
You showed your hand, literally.
Now, God is good, man. We Ultra Beast United on all every major platform, whether it's your IG, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Ultra Beast United. Or definitely hit the website up, ultrabeastunited.com. That's where all the new music is at. That's where the merch is at. That's where the news, notes, and quotes is at, where you can get the latest of the greatest of everything we got going on.
All right. What are you talking about?
That's up. No individual IGs or nothing like that.
I mean, you can split up the Siamese twins if you want to. I'm 4Eyes. That's the number 4Eyes. It changes depending on where you're at, but just put 4Eyes in your search engine, the number 4Eyes, and you'll have a wonderful day in Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. I'm pretty sure it's Senior Chaos, is just Senior Chaos, KAOS, and put that shit in all your search engines.
I thought you was getting ready to get pulled over.
I'm like, yo, is that your vibe?
Oh, shit.
you know how it is in Atlanta. It's always somebody, I think the ambulance and the fire truck lost. So they went in a circle real quick.
Damn.
As long as they save somebody life. But
right. Saving a life, that is.
Right.
Because that's what we're doing with this hip-hop. Ultra Beast United, we saving hip-hop. Not only globally, but especially in Atlanta, to let folks know that it's not just about music that you can make in 5 minutes to have no substance. We is showing love and appreciation to the classic golden era and tradition that we came from. We paying respect to our elders, like any great tribal folks would do. And that's how we continue to improve the quality of generations, by passing on each and one, teaching one, and letting folks know how we get down.
Oh, yeah.
1,000%.
Yes, sir.
What's up, Kels? You got anything to wrap? Because we are getting low on time here. You got anything you want to add in there?
Nah. That's it, man. Ultra Beast United is, that's the best place to catch us, catch the music, shows, all the things we got going on, especially on IG.com. We got vinyl pre-order out right now for the Put Your Teeth album. We got CDs, we got t-shirts, we got all that. So, definitely tap into the site, catch that merch. If you like the album, buy that thing. Don't just stream, the music. We appreciate the support when folks buy it, because that enables us to keep making it.
All right. No doubt.
So with that said, we appreciate you guys for taking the time to holler at us. We definitely going to push the album, from what we can do. And look forward to seeing you come out here, brother.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all, brothers, man. Thank y'all for continuing to knock this out, man. Y'all been at it for a decade.
2006,
plus.
Brother.
2006.
Yeah. 2006 is when we started doing this shit. Before all that other shit, we was right here. But it's okay. We still broke and old, so it's okay. We all right.
But we do it because we love it.
That's right. We do it
absolutely.
For the love, for real.
Absolutely, for real. Man.
Well, all right, brothers. I'm going to get back into that game. Go Bucks, and we'll see what happens.
Go Suns, goddammit. Fuck them Bucks. Fuck them Bucks.
Hey.
Bucks beat the Hawks. Fuck them.
Hey. On some wild shit, the last time the Suns was in the finals, they played a horned animal and lost.
The Bulls.
Wow.
That's all I'm finna say.
Hey.
That's real.
And we about to see, man. We about to see.
No doubt.
Hey, when is this live is going up the other day?
That's a Curtis question. He gotta engineer it and all that stuff.
Yeah, once I get it knocked down, I'm gonna probably throw them 4 hours instrumentals behind it.
That's what's up. Hey, okay. y'all need to make a segment called Curtis Questions. That actually sounded pretty cool when you said it. Now, Curtis Questions.
Look, he already got albums of the week. Don't blow him up no more.
Oh, my bad.
He about to take over. We about to be, me and King Killer about to be Rory and Maul out here.
Oh, no.
Nah, them niggas is doing all right, though.
Actually, they are. We'll talk about that later. All right, brothers. One love.
And peace, y'all.
Appreciate y'all.
All right, then. One.
Peace.
Complacent, who willing to face it? We deep like the Vatican basement. They say the whole planet's a spaceship where aliens shapeshift and creep out the Vatican basement. The technology, we embrace it. Who giving they take shit from crooks in the Vatican basement? They desecrate pages of greatness. They originate with the books in the Vatican basement.
The rumor has it, the altar beast makes classics. Pursuit is tragic, every scroll is handcrafted, written in Latin and stored, still passionate and crafting the course, conquer your mental with an evil force. The devil's influence is cause for concern. Rise above hell, spit wisdom of the spider and learn. It's Instead, y'all on the net. Warshipping false prophets to flex. Perpetuating whatever they tell you next. Wow. We only sell direct for North Stars that shine the best. Life like human forms that's on the quest. For the truth, every verse that I write is deep art. When it comes to this war, human body's the cheapest part. For deception to feed or ignorance and need a spark. We try to give them the light, but like niggas prefer the dark. Well, my rhyme book is like the Grand Grimmer. 50 miles of styles, y'all wow for playing with them. Act right.
In a city where they feeling complacent, who willing to face it? We deep like the Vatican basement. They say the whole planet's a spaceship where aliens shapeshift and creep out the Vatican basement. The technology, we embrace it. Who giving they take shit from crooks in the Vatican basement? They desecrate pages of greatness. They originate with the books in the Vatican basement. My flow dives deep philosophical conversation. When I'm so wise, speaking is logical observation. This is faux eyes. Peep how I got it through moderation. I see no lies. Freedom empowers the population. If we don't rise up for our ancestors and forefathers, I'm infinitely diving deep into more waters. Every war slaughters some men, women, and children. So my quest for knowledge is ongoing and never yielding. With over 50 miles of archives concealed, I'm revealing the information hidden beneath the building. Now what you feeling? Church on the move when I pimp hard. Dropping jewels, let the gems off. The Knights of Templar, remember, they really took his story from our story. God said, Tony, go down to earth and ride for me. Cause when I'm coming, I'm bringing sacred geometry and a crystal skull back from Nibiru. It gotta be the city where they feeling complacent. Who willing to face it? We deep like the Vatican basement. They say the whole planet's a spaceship where aliens shapeshift and creep out the Vatican basement. The technology, we embrace it. Who giving they take shit from crooks in the Vatican basement? They desecrate pages of greatness. They originate with the books in the Vatican basement.
Do me a favor and pull out that phony diagram with the moon phases showing you the sun shining on land. You can print it out and hold it inside of your hand and use your phone too. It's on you, you still see what I'm saying. Look at the sun and tell me on what side it's sit. Only problem is 6 months later it's the opposite. So that mean the direction of the moon phases got to switch. Somebody lying, I think we should acknowledge it. And I ain't on no Harvard shit, I ain't getting no scholarship. I had a 4.0 but I can't tell you where them dollars went. But the greatest trick the devil pulled was killing common sense. But the boss I spit a post colonist. Politics I used to spark a beat, studying Hokage graffiti. Now the ganja leaves and the subjects ain't all the treaties. That's why our committee don't fuck with no our committees. They want my DNA cause I got all the scholars in me.
In a city where they feeling complacent, who willing to face it? We deep like the Vatican basement. They say the whole planet's a spaceship where aliens shapeshift and creep out the Vatican basement. The technology, we embrace it. Who giving they take shit from crooks in the Vatican basement? They desecrate pages of greatness. They originate with the books in the Vatican basement. Smith.